Suddenly, I feel an idea attempting to surface. Its seed fizzes gently in my head. Simultaneously, an inner voice demands to know what the concept is, to dissect and analyse it, to pronounce. But this time I am ready for the words of my father echoing down from the long past, and I push them away. All I want to do for now is to start to think, to allow nascent thought to slip in between. I feel no urgency to pick up the offered idea, no need to run with it to some predetermined goal. It is not yet an object for study, and I leave it to flutter on the edges of my mind. And I look out on the vista below, traversed by the unwavering lines of progress made by tractor, fence, ditch and pylon. In the distance I see the rows of lights on the motorways below, designed to move humankind from A to B as directly as possible. And then I think of the attempts to mould curiosity and creativity into similarly regular shapes and sizes, designed to assign, capture and evaluate artistic endeavour. I contemplate how so much of art is thought of as an event, with a discrete beginning and end. How much emphasis is placed on reaching the end, on finishing a work, on producing something that an individual has planned, something that can be attributed, classified, and measured. But however much the left hemisphere sees progress as a straight line, it is rarely so. The world being one of getting, of utility, of always having an end in view, its progress unidirectional, ever onward and outwards towards its goal, is a myth. My thoughts flip to the inadequacies of measuring progress solely through the achievement of discrete and observable outcomes, and the impossibility of capturing the doubt, changes of mind, the starting again and the interconnectivity between things. For how can we preserve the time when something is in the process of making itself? For if we already know where the end to our artistic journey will be at its inception, are we not in danger of failing to value the creative processes, the curiosity in finding out along the way? Like so many others, this artwork is a collaborative and performative act, with the ability to transform another into a composition that belongs to neither. For how can any of us claim unique possession or the rights of ownership? Isn't all thinking built upon that of others? A transformative plurality of becomings, each with the ability to affect another. Invisible relationships, to all except those who might wish to seek them. but I am aware of the clock ticking.